Iron Man. Bloodthirsty.
Pacifist.
You're listening to the WoW Challenges podcast, the home of the Iron Man Challenge. And here are your hosts, Stone and Lita.
Hello, and welcome to the WoW Challenges podcast. This is episode 109. Today is, I'm still outnumbered, so it's Saturday, March 17th, 2018, which is St. Paddy's Day. So happy St. Paddy's Day. I am your host, Lita, and joining me today is not Stone. It's Niecy. So, hey, Niecy.
Yes, hello.
Wave
hello.
The puppet.
Hello, how is everyone?
Wave the pinky.
Yes, pinky.
Pinky.
Happy so, pinky.
Exactly. So, Stone is away this week. Just some real life stuff that he's got to take care of. So, Niecy's come to join me, which is awesome. So, thank you so much for doing that.
Oh, you're welcome.
But we have a guest, and I'm very excited because it has been a while since I have spoken to this person. I think we've spoken a couple of times over the many years that we've been friends. And
yeah,
yeah, a couple, just a couple, just a few.
Couple. Just a couple.
Yeah. So today we have got Epic Insanity. Yay.
Hello. Wow, clapping.
Clapping.
I don't think I've ever had clapping before.
I keep forgetting. We need to do like a cheer one, and I keep forgetting to go find a soundbite, so I'll have to do that. Thank you. Thank you for coming to spend some time with us. It's wonderful.
Well,
I'm so glad to have you here. So anyway, we're going to get straight into a little chat because we want to find out about you, and probably everyone's like going, what is Epic doing on WoW Challenges? And there is a couple
exactly.
of reasons. There is a couple of reasons. So I want to state the first reason is he has been a friend of both Stone's and mine for a long time. He's been a great supporter of the things that we do as we support him. And he's also started doing a challenge, which was like... cool. I wasn't expecting you to, but you have apparently. So I can't wait to hear about that.
Yes.
But first off, can you? Yes.
I'll explain in a little bit. We'll get there.
Okay. All right. So.
Oh, the suspense.
The suspense. I know, right? So first off, if you want to tell everyone a little bit about yourself, because a lot of people may not know who you are. You do our outro, which is fantastic, and we love that, and we're very appreciative of the things that you have done for us. But tell people who you are. What do you do?
I am Epic Insanity. I am a podcaster. I do a podcast called Frozen Nerds. Epic Questions used to be my podcast. It's kind of on hiatus, kind of getting rebranded, kind of getting scrapped. Who knows? I change my mind every other day, but I've been playing World of Warcraft since, well, it's been 13 wow. years now. Holy cow. Mm-hmm. So I've been playing for a really long time. Behind me on the shelf is my 10-year statue. I like to show that off
nice.
Somewhere back there. You probably can't
oh.
see it.
Oh!
It's back there.
Oh, I hate you. I don't, but... nice.
But I play Blood Death Knight. I am a tank for my guild on Zul'jin. We are a progression raiding guild. Outside of WoW, I play all Blizzard games, because on Frozen Nerds, we talk about all Blizzard games. So I'm a big Overwatch fan. I'm giving up watching the Houston Outlaws play right now to be here to record this podcast.
Thank
Sacrifices
you.
Were made.
Thank you.
But huge StarCraft fan, huge Diablo fan, huge World of Warcraft fan, obviously, huge Hearthstone fan. Love them all. I love video games. Video games have been part of my life since I was a little kid, mm-hmm. way before the beard came in. So they've been there for me. They're a staple in my life, and that turned into content creation. I now edit podcasts for a living. I am a freelance audio engineer, and I edit about 60 hours worth of audio each and every week for clients
wow.
around the world. And nice. I also do voiceover work on the side when it's available or when it's needed.
Yeah.
I do audiobooks. I do YouTube channels, radio commercials, you name it, podcast intros, outros, all that stuff. Just love making content, love being creative, love building something and taking something from an idea and turning it into a physical content. And that's probably why every week I think, wow, I should start a new podcast. But thankfully, I'm too busy with work to actually do that. So that's a good thing because I would have like 46 wow podcasts about all different topics because I can't make up my mind. So,
nice. Oh my gosh, when do you sleep?
I've my entire life I've trained myself to sleep a little bit. Mm-hmm. I average about 6 hours a night of sleep.
Wow.
But I do work about seven. I force myself though. Like I try to go to bed at midnight and I try to wake up at like 7:30 if possible. Usually I don't fall asleep right away, but I force myself to sleep. But with working 7 days a week, I kind of stretch out my time across 7 days.
Full day.
Yeah. Wow.
But it's some of it, like some of the audio is literally like I just edited like 10 hours of audio today in 4 hours.
Nice.
Because I've learned how to make it go faster. Mm-hmm. So
well,
I've learned the trade secrets. So
cool.
Yeah, I'm getting less and less of a 60-hour week and more of like a 50-40-hour week, like a normal person again. So.
Okay.
Hmm. Wow. So you already kind of touched on it a little bit, but when did you exactly start playing WoW? Like you said, you've got your 10-year statue. It's been about, what, you said 13 years now. And when did you first start doing challenge characters? That was recently, right?
Challenge characters have always been a thing that Stone has been trying to get me to do for the last year, 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually just started unofficially, and this is what I was going to get into. I haven't officially signed up on the website to have a challenge character yet because I want to try it first before I fail, because I know the whole point of it is like you're going to fail, but I don't want to publicly fail. So I've been working on a Night Elf Hunter that I made on Zul'jin. Mm-hmm. A Night Elf Hunter was my first character I ever had in World of Warcraft. So I'm kind of going back to my roots. Part of the reason I've never done a challenge character before, especially Iron Man, is I hate questing. It's yes. like the bane of my existence. I am anti-lore. There's a cool story in World of Warcraft. Everyone should check it out, but I don't follow it closely. I also completely despise questing. Like, I would rather kill 10 million boar then go out and actually complete a quest.
Mm-hmm.
So I started my character, my Night Elf Hunter, is actually a bloodthirsty character. I'm going to try it. I haven't died yet. I'm level 17. I've got a ton of hours into it.
I've had
a lot of close calls.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not like I want to see how it goes and see like how many rules I break before I sign up and officially break rules. I'm trying to be good. It's just really hard because, like,
yeah,
I have so many resources at my disposal and trying not to use them and just trying to kill things.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's that whole change of mindset. So
it is. It's definitely a different mindset.
It is a very big mindset. Mind you, I mean, you're speaking to the bloodthirsty queen in Nisi,
yes.
Who has 50 million bloodthirsties. And obviously, I've got
15.
Well, you know, that's close to 50
right now.
Million Nisi. It's close. And yeah, I do run more bloodthirsties than irons, that's for certain. So we can give you some tips and that's not a problem at all. So that's really good.
Yeah, that's like, lately on the show, I've been listening for that stuff because, like, even off your website too, off of WoW Challenges, like reading all the like, every little detail to make sure I fully understand. But I kind of want to do it like how it was back in the day when I first started playing WoW, where I had no add-ons, I had no knowledge. I haven't played Alliance for 7 years. I'm looking at my wall trying to think of like what expansion. It was over 7 years ago because I stopped playing Alliance right before Wrath of the Lich King. Wrath of the Lich King was in full swing, but the Lich King raid ICC was just coming out when I switched from Alliance to Horde. So it's been 8 years or so. I'm trying to go back to my roots and kind of get a different feel for the game. We're kind of in a stagnant point of the game for me right now. Raiding's done. There's not really much to do. So why not try different. to get a bloodthirsty character to like level 50 before I die or break a rule. So,
okay,
you can do it. We believe in you.
Exactly. Well, and at least you know what? Does. A Night Elf Hunter, even as a bloodthirsty, is awesome. Like, I love my Night Elf Hunter bloodthirsty because she just massacres everything. And she can chain pull. Like, I just love it because it's one of the very few classes that you can do that with. Because obviously, since the patch, there's been a lot of changes. And what we could do before, we can't do now. But it's nice to see the Hunter definitely has got some viability with it. So, you know, if you can get to 50 before the next expansion, that's awesome. That would be really, really cool. I say go you know. So
I'm trying. It's so hard though, because like I don't know the maps anymore. Mm-hmm. Like I don't know where zones are. So I'm like strategically, like part of the reason I'm Night Elf is so that I can shadow meld and not die. Like, and well, once I get Feign Death, I don't think I have it yet. But it, you know, it's just those things where like trying to learn to not auto pick up that quest when I see it. Yeah. You know, like those things where I had to go into my settings and shut off the question marks. So I just like don't even acknowledge that they exist. And also just like, oh, I got a rare to drop. Oh, can't equip that. You know, like just getting that in my mindset of like, and also like, oh, when I'm bored, I can't just queue for, well, I could, I'd probably die, but like, I can't just queue for a dungeon or go into a BG. Obviously, BGs are out, but like, it's just those things where like, when I get bored, when I'm questing or leveling a character, I switch it up and go do something else. And this is like, oh, I'm bored. Time to switch off the character before I get myself killed by trying to run to a different zone.
That's probably the best way.
Forgetting that zone's level 80, you know?
Oh, yeah.
So what's your path like that you've leveled so far? So obviously you've done Tel Drassel. You've gone where from there? Out into Darkshore, or did you go over to Elwynn, or?
I went to Darkshore because in my path originally when I played, that's where I went next.
Okay.
I originally just sat and fished on the shore there forever because I didn't like the game when I started. And then I realized I had to pay $15 a month to keep playing it. So then I figured I should probably find things I like. But I went there just for like the nostalgia feel. And it's so different because like it's not the same as it was before the Cataclysm. Yeah. So
no,
back,
it's not.
You know, 8 years ago when I did this last, because all of my characters that I ever played in World of Warcraft were all Night Elf characters.
Yeah.
It's all I ever played. So it was that transition of like, I know the quest, but I don't necessarily know the zones. Yeah. And trying not to die in those zones is a totally different thing for me.
Yeah.
Like, I'm so used to playing a Blood Death Knight where I run in and pull 65 mobs and I just laugh because I'm never going to die. And now playing a leather character for now, like that transition is just, it's interesting. It's definitely a different perspective of the game, but it's what I need right now because I am so bored with Legion content.
Yeah.
So it's just like, this gives me something kind of, it kind of gives that classic WoW feel back to it again, that vanilla feel, but also gives me a chance to push my limits. If I do well with this, I might try in Iron Man. I don't know, because the questing just hurts my brain. I don't want to do it. So
well,
it's so much faster, but I don't want it.
Just remember on the Hunter, you start with mail. You don't go from leather up now. So they changed that.
Yeah. I just haven't gotten anything. That's the catch, is like everything I have is like,
go to the vendors.
Like, that's the hardest thing, is I just want to go to the auction house and buy everything. You know, because that's my mentality in the game, is like, I just want to buy 7,000 pieces of gear, but I'm trying to not do that.
So. Yeah. So bloodthirsties can definitely have grain. So you can certainly, like some people, I think Nisi and I, before the changes, I know I was doing, if I looted a green that worked for one of my bloodthirsties, I'd wear it. Whereas now I kind of deck them out in a bit more green and then I transmog them because they have to look good. Like, you know, I'm like, they're wearing green anyway. Let's transmog them. So I do that.
Yeah, I'm
perform
still
better
just
in the
grabbing
game when you look.
Oh, absolutely. So. Absolutely.
Yeah, so I'm just grabbing what drops that that will work.
Yeah.
And because the prices for me, my auction house is a little weird with greens in certain level brackets. So unless I really need it, I haven't been going to auction house to get by. But and it's really wonderful seeing, you know, a piece of mail or leather drop and then being like, oh, what'd I get? And it having the completely wrong stats for your character.
Intellect. So
this little like anticipation moment. And then it's like, oh, it just got stolen away from me.
Well, and that's kind of the feel too, is like when I first started playing the game, I didn't have gold either.
Mm.
You know, yeah. So it's that the problem is I, part of the reason I rolled on Zul'jin is so that if the character dies and the challenge is over, I can still have the character. I won't delete him. I'll just like keep him as bank turn or whatever. But I have the resources that I have my 2 million plus gold and everything on Zul'jin. It's the opposite faction, but I still have resources there available to that character. So it's one of those things. Granted, yes, if I die before like level 50, I'll probably just delete the character because I have everything at level 100 or higher.
Yeah.
So the level 50 character is just kind of there. But and as the chat room says, be careful. I'm going to get addicted. I can see that happening already.
It is addicting. It's very addicting.
I would rather go out and kill millions of mobs mindlessly, which I have to not do because if I die, it's an issue. But I can mindlessly kill mobs forever. Without getting
cathartic.
Bored.
Cathartic. Is this so. Just something about being in game and going somewhere and massacring a whole section of whether it's Twilight people or those ogres over there in Lochmodan or Crocolis or whatever. It's quite cathartic and therapeutic to be able to just not think about anything else except mass killing mobs. Just saying.
Yeah.
Just it is.
Yeah. For me, like I can put something on the other monitor and watch, you know, Netflix. I can watch that 70s show for the 10,000th time, or Hulu. Yeah. I can watch How I Met Your Mother just in the background. So there's noise and distraction, but I'm also focused on the game. And then if I'm catching myself not being focused, I can shut off the game or switch to a character that I don't care they die.
Yeah.
But it's one of those things where it's just the slow progression right now, and we'll see. I could die tomorrow when I log in if I'm too distracted. So it's one of those things, like if I'm having a bad night, I need to not play that character and just go play Overwatch.
Mm-hmm.
Because I need to
rule number
take
one,
out the frustration somewhere else.
Do not play when you're tired. Do not play when you're tired. That's the first rule. That is the first rule of Challenge Club to say.
Yes.
And rule two would probably be, I don't know, Nisi. Yeah, don't play when you're distracted, because it is so easy to just get like, oh, yay, you're dead. Whoa, excellent. That's awesome.
Sometimes you can zone out too far, and it's finding that middle ground before being slightly distracted.
Yeah.
So you're not like so like head into what you're doing to like not realizing that you've pulled like five things and that you've got like 10 health left and you're like, oh crap. So I mean, you do have that like fine line of being in between distracted but too distracted.
Yeah, exactly.
And like I actually thought about doing a Death Knight character for my first challenge, because that's my main.
Yeah.
I have a bunch of Death Knights across all servers, all different level types. I know how to play Death Knight like the back of my hand. So I was like, I'm going to go Death Knight because it'll be the easiest thing for me to do. But the problem is that when I was leveling my Alliance Death Knight to 110, I kept forgetting that I wasn't on my main. And I would, you know, my main is 965, 10 million health as a blood DK. I can take on anything in the world and be okay for a few minutes. Well, on that like 109 character that has like 2 million health, I can't take on the world.
Yeah.
And in my head, I can't shut that off because the UI looks the same. The character plays the same. Everything's set up the same. And that's so I was like, I have not played my hunter since Cataclysm.
Yeah.
So that's a huge shift for me, but I needed to do something that was huge because I knew that I would die at level 56 as a Blood Death Knight because I would forget that I couldn't pull the entire world and take on everything. So it's just one of those things with it's that mindset shift and being somebody who just like I rush level. So when I don't pay attention And if I run into 7,000 mobs, I'm cool with it, and I just die. And now I can't have that mindset. So it's just that shift that I have to force myself into. And if I die and I'm enjoying it, then I will officially sign up on the website. Nice. I do lurk in the forums, or not the forums, the Discord channel, quite more than I should probably do, because it's probably just creepy now at this point. But I am in the Discord. I just lurk all the time.
Lurker. We should make that a rank, Stone, if you're listening. We might do that. Anyway, that's really good. I'm glad that by changing, from going from something that you know so well with the Death Knight to move over to Hunter to help change the mindset, I think that's a really good plan. I think that both Nisi and I would think, that's a good way to go. So with leveling, I just want to know. So at the moment, you're still in Darkshore. Are you going to stick to Darkshore? Because Darkshore will go up to 60 now. Am I right?
Yeah, I think so.
Are you going to stay there? Or do you think you might end up moving around a little bit?
The thought process is I want to stay there and just grind it out like champ. But I know I'm also going to get bored of the scenery and bored of killing the same mobs in a circle.
Yeah.
So I might make shifts depending on how confident I feel. Yeah. I know, this is the other problem that I should have probably checked out before I started this, was I have not experienced the leveling content since the change.
Okay, yes.
So to me, you level through a zone until you hit a level and then you move on. So I know that I can now pretty much go wherever I want in that expansion content and be okay-ish, but I'm one of those, I'm especially with this character, I'm playing with kid gloves and I'm babying it probably more than I should, but maybe that'll make it successful. But I want to make sure that I'm not rushing it, because before it was cautious. You play there till you're level 20 and then you move to this zone, and then so it's just
I'll give you a really big tip right now. I know we're not on the same server, which thank God for that, because I'd have to come over and smack you. Just saying. But if you happen to go to a place called Loch Modan, or Leader Zone, as it is commonly known, that may give you a variety of rares and different mobs to grind through. Just saying. But if you come over to my server, I'm going to hunt you down. Just saying. Just putting it out there.
Wow.
Okay?
The glove has been thrown down. The gauntlet has been laid.
I know.
Oh, yeah. You can't be in the zone during the times that she's in there. She's got this whole thing set up over on Wormrest,
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Little alarms going off when any other challengers even fly over.
She knows.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I do. I know. I'm like, I see you. Get out of my zone. But, just saying, Loch Modan is, at the moment, I have got, about 7 Bloodthirsties in Loch Modan. I'm not sick of that zone yet. They're leveling very slowly, but there is a lot of rares. I think, what did we say, Nisi? There's at least 11? Res, I think 10, 11 res. There
might be a couple more than that. There's a whole heap,
which is quite good. And then different mobs. And they're quite spaced apart, so they're not too tight. Especially if you go over to the ogres, you don't have to worry about being able to pull. But being on a hunter, you can chain pull. So with ranged, which is good. Twilights get a little bit tighter if you're over at the Twilight encampment. But other than that, Loch Modan's a really, really good place for lots of different types of mobs. So just giving you a little tip there.
Might be close to 15 or 16.
Yeah, there is a heap.
Doing a quick count off in my head.
Yes,
we know them all. That stuff that I didn't even acknowledge before, because I was get out of here. I haven't leveled a character. All of my characters were so high level after Cataclysm that I have never really gone back to the low level stuff. So even then it was oh, there's a rare spawn in that zone. Now I care about that stuff, because obviously if I can kill them, especially as a hunter, the gear that I get is going to be amazing, especially since, like, oh, I'll just put these random pieces of gear on because I have nothing in that slot, you know? So it's like anything is going to be an improvement at this point.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
There's lots of things.
So do you have... Go ahead.
No, you go.
Okay. So do you have a good memory so far of your challenging experience that is sticking with you?
Actually, it was right in the beginning. I had a little bit of a struggle because I completely forgot how to play Hunter. And some of the buttons have changed their appearance. So when I was using abilities, I was hitting multiple targets when I thought I was only hitting one. So I was getting like three. In the beginning, you're killing a bunch of, the spiders right in the start of the Night Elf zone. I thought I pulled one, but I actually pulled three and didn't realize. And then all of a sudden I'm like panicking and literally like I should have streamed it because it would have been hilarious. It was one of those like jump scare moments where I just started running. Like Shadow Meld was on cooldown. I didn't know what to do. I just started running. Like I was just like, ah!
Oh, no.
But, like, in my head, I'm like spamming my buttons, like just running in like panic mode. And I actually have Shadow Meld set up to my, well, it's my tilde key, which is my previous mount key. Yep. So I just have it set up so it's quick click. Yep. And I was like panicking. And then I hit it and I Shadow Melded for like a second and I kept running.
Because oh no.
In my head, I thought I just stealthed. Like yeah. I was a rogue and I was no I didn't and I just like panicked, like they stopped chasing me but I just kept running because it was just like I didn't know what to do because it was like I cannot lie. I think it was like level 3, like I can't die at level 3, you know, like I have to make it a little bit further. Just a little bit further. So it's just one of those things where like the mindset of like in the back of my mind that like you can't die, you can't die, you can't die is always there. But it's also like crippling fear. But it's good because it's a motivator, but it's also one of those things where, like, I have a feeling that in the future, like, what World of Warcraft needs is what Overwatch has, where I can hit F9 and it'll record, like, the last 30 seconds of what happened so I can export it.
Right.
Because, like, how cool would it be if I could have, like, hit, like, granted, in the panic, I probably wouldn't have hit F9, thinking, oh, I should record this. But, like, I just was freaking out. And it's just those things where it's, like, I just didn't want to be like my first come on the show and be like, oh, my first character made it to level 3 before I died. You know, like I was hoping to get to like level 20 and I got to 17. So it was close enough.
Still, you're still alive, though. And that in itself is an accomplishment. Every level that we get right now, because it's a brave new world out there.
Well, especially like I said, I probably should have went and tested out the leveling experience because I do not have a warlock or a mage at max level. So I'm like, maybe I should have went and played them to learn what it feels like. Because like the problem is there was areas of the zone that were used to be super easy to kill mobs because they were like level 11. Mm. Well, now they're your level. You know, they don't ever change.
Yeah.
And it kind of has gotten to the point where I'm like terrified to go anywhere I don't know. Because I being the bad person, I haven't done any scouting. Like I hear you guys talk about all the time on the show. So I should probably go do that and figure out some areas before I get myself killed. So
yeah, sometimes I'll just take like my main or something that can fly and I'll just take all my armor off and I'll just stand around. And if I'm not sure of the mob, especially now since the fights are going to last a little bit longer, I'll just let the mob just hit me and I'll just stand there and take the hits. I'm like, okay, are you going to do a spell that I don't know about that's going to really mess me up? Or do you have a disorient or a sleep or something that I need to know about before I bring my actual challenger in to come after you?
And even the surprising thing for me has been more any adds that spawn other adds.
Oh yeah, that too.
Oh yeah.
You know, like I'm like, oh, like in my head, I'm like, oh, death grip it. You know, it doesn't work. You're a hunter. You know, like
no,
I can't do those things. So it's just like I learn how to play. Abort!
Yeah.
Shadow Meld.
Yeah.
And that's why I picked like I went Night Elf because my Death Knight that I just finished leveling on Alliance side is a Night Elf. So I've ingrained in my head to Shadow Meld over the last couple weeks. So I was like, I just need to keep going with this. Yeah. I mainly play goblins on the Horde side So rocket jump is great, but rocket jump also gets you killed. So I knew if I had rocket jump, I would end up dying. Mm. So,
no, wise choice. I think we can also wise choice. All right. So it sounds like you're having some fun with it, though, which we're really happy to hear about that. But as a new person who's finally, can I say that, finally come over to the challenges, what advice would you give to anyone who wanted to give Bloodthirsty or any of the challenges a go?
I am a big fan of research. Mm-hmm. I haven't gone to the extreme of actually watching outside of like Stone streaming on the channel. Like, I didn't go to YouTube and watch videos because I knew that if I did, I would either learn other people's habits that I didn't want to, but research, and go read the forums, go read the website, go read the Discord, just get involved. Even if it's creepy and lurking like I've been doing, just get involved to the point where you feel comfortable doing it and just go do it like I am. I'm not, I haven't signed up. I haven't attached my character to the website yet because I just kind of want to see how it is. Yeah. And yes, I will start a new character attached to the website once my character dies. I would be shocked if I made it to 50, but like, just experiment with it. Cause really, what do you have to lose besides time? We all waste so much time in World of Warcraft. Like, I could be playing my Bloodthirsty character, or I could be running circles in Dalaran.
Yeah.
Because that's what I do.
So you know, so it's just like, run circles, killing mobs, well be doing and Duxil.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds and I love killing things, so I'm okay with it.
Nice. Okay. Well, thank you. Thank you for sharing that with us. It's really good to hear that you're having some fun with it all. And obviously, just to have you on the show, we're thrilled with that. So thank you for coming and getting to know you again. For your week, I mean, we might as well just go straight into that. Obviously, you've been playing Bloodthirsty. You've said you'd finished raiding. So is time now more concentrating on more so you're Bloodthirsty, do you think? Or have you kind of been jumping back and forth between your different characters and your main?
Thanks to the Blizzard offline mode, I can safely play my Bloodthirsty character without people asking me questions because I can shut myself off from the world. Yeah. So it's kind of nice that I can just go and do that. I'm investing time in my Bloodthirsty, but I'm still playing my main character. Mm-hmm. I've kind of given up on alts altogether because at this point of the expansion, I don't really see a point of having them anymore. I'll gear them once the like pre-expansion stuff happens.
Yeah.
But we're logging in. We only raid 2 days a week anyway, so we raided Tuesday, Wednesdays. So I'm still dedicating that time to the guild. So Tuesday nights, we usually do whatever the weekly is. So this week we did Time Walkers. Next week is Arena Skirmishes, so we'll probably dabble in that and see how it goes.
Okay.
But then Wednesday nights, we do transmog runs, we do whatever, or we just go play Overwatch together as a guild and just have fun. Yeah. But my downtime outside of that, and I've, as bad as it sounds, I've been trying to take my lunch breaks to play my Bloodthirsty because I'm relaxed at that point of the day. Mm-hmm. Usually by the time 10 o'clock rolls around at night when I normally sit down to play either World of Warcraft or Overwatch or StarCraft or Diablo, like, I'm so mentally fried. Like, last night I was to the point I was so mentally exhausted from listening to audio from the same person's voice for 11 and a half hours.
Wow.
That I went to log into WoW and I literally went just, nah, forget it. Yeah. And just went and crawled in bed because I couldn't do it. I just mentally couldn't handle it.
Yeah.
And I'm trying not to, like you said, don't play when you're tired. So I'm trying to like just relax and do stuff in WoW. Like 2 weeks ago or this past week, or maybe I don't even know, it all runs together now. I went and did the Dark Moon Fair for like the first time in 7 years.
Yeah.
I didn't even know there were races out there. Like that's how long it's been since I've been out there.
Oh, wow.
But we're doing transmog runs. We're doing mount farms. I'm getting achievements that I didn't even know existed. Yeah. I'm collecting pets. I'm doing the trial of style. I'm going to go check out the N'Goro Madness. Like, there's just stuff I wanted to see in the game now. And as bad as it sounds, I'm forcing myself to do that because what a better time to do it than now? Because there's not much else going on. And that's where the draw to the bloodthirsty and the Iron Man, and I don't think I could do path of I can't even say it. See, that's why I can't do it. I can't pronounce it. I shouldn't do it. So, but yeah, I just, mm-hmm. it's just one of those things where like, it's, now is the perfect time to do it. There's not much going on. I'm not in the alpha, so I don't have the draw to test things. The Overwatch PTR is drawing me. StarCraft stuff is drawing me, but World of Warcraft still is always going to be there, and I'm always going to want to play it. So yeah. Once my weekly stuff is done with the guild, then it's kind of just up in the air. I'll probably, tomorrow is actually a day where I only think I have like 4 hours of work to do. So I'll probably play a little bit of World of Warcraft tomorrow before we record our podcast. So
cool. Oh, that's good. You sound busy. Like, that's full on busy regardless, which is awesome. So I'm glad that you get time to have fun playing whatever game. Like, you know, games is about having fun. So it's good that you can, you know, it doesn't always have to be WoW. I don't quite know what those words mean. Doesn't quite need to be WoW. But it's good that you've got other things that you can do as well. So that's nice.
Yeah, and it's always about trying something new too, you know, stretching your limits. I always say, like, even when I do play the game and I do level characters, because I occasionally have to do that in World of Warcraft. But the thing is like, if you're bored with what you're doing currently, what is something that you enjoy doing in the game, or what is something that you haven't done for a while and you want to check out? So like, when I get super bored in World of Warcraft, I go in PvP, something different. I don't PvP. So it's the same thing. Like, I leveled my paladin from 100 to 110 solely by mining.
Yep.
Like, I killed mobs if they attacked me, but I just solely mined all the way through Legion content. And I leveled my druid solely through picking herbs in Suramar from level 100 to 110. So I just picked Starlight Woods.
Pacifist in the making.
Ooh,
but I can kill things. That's the thing. I can kill things in my life.
Baby steps.
Yeah. But like, that's the mindless grinding that I like to do. Like, I like to just play the game, and I like to sit in Mumble or Ventrilo or Discord or Skype or whatever and just hang out with friends and pick flowers. Like, my guild bank is still got almost an entire tab full of Starlight Rose. Because just because, like, and we're not using them, so I literally said on Tuesday, now that we're done raiding, I just need to sell them all off while there's still a value. You know, just because, like, I just go in spurts where I just, like, let's go farm 8,000 herbs because I can't. So, not so much anymore. I don't have as much time to do that kind of stuff as I used to. But if it's late Saturday night and I have nothing going on, I'll jump into game. And now I sneak over onto my bloodthirsty character and play that in secret. Because first of all, it's Dirty Alliance. So I don't want everybody to know I'm on that side.
Dirty Alliance. Absolutely. Oh, it sounds like a lot of fun, I think. That's awesome. So thank you for that. Let's see. Nisi, there's like five lines.
What's going on? I condensed it. Stone told me I had to condense things last time. So I condensed it. I've actually been busy this week.
Nice.
Russell got back into Diablo, and so I was playing a bit of D3 with him, and we were trying to help get each other leveled to get the current season set. But around that, I did get my Tin Challenger project started since the last time we talked, and I actually got her up to level 11 today before logging out. She's on the list. She's officially there.
Okay.
Cool. No deaths so far. I'm still clean on my gnome mage. And I decided to go arcane just for something different. Russell knows arcane quite a bit. That's what he did on his mage. He was he mained a mage. Yeah. So he's kind of helping me with rotations and stuff and what I'm supposed to be hitting first. Because I'm like, I don't remember trying this. He said I did back in Pandaria. I don't remember it. But, you know, it's changed a lot since then anyway. So trying to figure that out. And I did a little bit of work on my iron. Actually, this afternoon, I got some episodes recorded on that and the tin that I have to put together to put up on YouTube. And I got the iron to level 30, my shaman, yay! Out in Loch Modan, finishing up the quests there. And wow. I headed over to Wetlands.
Okay.
Because I found out something interesting.
Mm.
Now, on this one, I did not try Sharp Sneer in the mine because I was too afraid. I barely made it through the fight on the priest. So I was like, yeah, we're not doing it on the shaman. And when you skip that quest, it cuts off about 5 or 6 quests
mm-hmm.
in the rest of the zone. And I was like, oh, crap.
Yes.
So I was like, right. So we need to make up the XP somewhere else. And so I've been kind of killing a little bit extra. I'm feeling the hits a little bit on her now towards the end of Loch Modan.
Yeah.
And then it kind of evened back out in the beginning of Wetlands.
Okay.
I just got my quest to head down to Menethil Harbor. So I got that first Surveyor's Camp quest set done.
Yeah.
I was a little afraid of doing the Water Elemental quest with the Seismic Machine or whatever. And I turned around, and when he spawned in, he had like 5,000 health to my 1,100. I was like, oh, God. I was like, this was a bad idea. But I've got my healing totem from the resto spec, so I dropped that. I think I dropped it like 3 times in the fight because the fight just wouldn't end.
Yeah.
And there was actually somebody else in the cave somewhere. I saw them run by me, but they went up and I went down to get the elemental quest done. And I was like, where are they? They would speed this up so much faster if they would just come in and, you know, tap it and run. But I managed to kill it before they came in.
Yeah.
And it was okay. I mean, I got through. I didn't red ring or anything, but it was definitely knuckles clenched, tense fight.
Yeah.
I just got the rest of my Incendiosite ore and I hearthed the heck out of there. I'm like, nope, not doing this again.
Yeah.
But I mean, she's doing okay.
Okay.
And I'm just going to see how far I go on her. And I'm definitely feeling the increased requirements to level
mm-hmm.
on the higher ups.
Okay.
In the sense of the extra XP needed, rather. So characters that pre-patch were taking maybe 4 hours to level through, like your 70-ish levels.
Yeah.
Taking about 6 hours, man, now. 6 to 7, depending mm-hmm. on the class. I think the Warlock a couple of weeks ago took me 8, but I kept hopping around to where I was because I wasn't happy.
Yeah.
But I actually took the Paladin. I got the Paladin to level 79, I think, yesterday.
Okay.
And I took her back to Outlands. I had been in Northrend so long. I was like, yeah, I'm not happy. I'm bored with being in this zone. And when I get bored, things go bad. So it's like, I need something different to look at.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, well, you know, I tried to go to Mount Hyjal. I was like, well, you know, I'm 78. Let's give it a shot. I went, now I could see mobs, but I couldn't see enough mobs where I wanted to be.
Because
I had a plan worked out where I leveled through the last time.
Yeah.
So I knew that it was safe in the section that I had worked out. Well, I could see like 6 mobs in that section now. And I'm like, back to Northrend? So I went back there. I really wanted to go to Oldham. But it was red and 83. And I'm like, yeah, I'm not going to chance it now. So I went back to Northrend. I think I went to Ice Crown for a little bit. And I just, mm-hmm. I'm like, I don't want to be here. So I ended up, I was like, you know, forget it. We're going back to Outlands. So I went back to Negrand and was working on one of my old leveling paths that I had out there. And, you know, it was fine. I was actually picking up the pace a little bit
mm-hmm.
Once I was able to focus on what I was doing and not bored of staring at, you know, the same scenery.
Yeah.
And I wasn't fighting for as many kills out there because it was pretty quiet. Mm. I've noticed that Northrend's been super busy. Most of the places that I've been going, and it's like, okay, let me go kill. Oh, somebody got that in front of me. All right, well, let me go and get. Oh, somebody got that one. It's like, okay, right. So it's like spending 20 minutes to get a kill in, and then, you know, so that's part of the time there. So I was like, yeah, we'll just go back to Outlands. So I got her to 79. And I got a level in on the Demon Hunter.
Wow.
So she's actually going faster
really?
Than the Paladin. which I find fascinating. But she's also a demon hunter, so she's a bit OP. I'm going to say it right now. They are OP, even for, you know, green gear and the starter weapon. Yeah. It's ridiculous. I should not be able to pull four to five mobs at once and come out on the other side with barely a dent. Yeah. It's just so insane to me that I'm doing this, but I am. And so her level goes quite a bit faster because she's being able to pull these multiple mobs. Now, I'm not saying that it's okay to do that unless you're comfortable doing that and you know the character you're playing.
Yeah.
I could not pull that off on a priest or somebody else. It's because of the way that character works that I'm able to do it. But I got her level in about, I want to say maybe 3.5 to 4 hours. I got her to 102.
Wow.
And I'm just out there grinding in Azuna. I actually had some greens drop that I could use. I was so excited. I was like, oh my God, gear. Nice. It was amazing. Like, yay.
Awesome.
And so that was all sorts of fun on that one. And I actually started the stopwatch and I put it on my screen because I wanted to see how long it was going to take to get through the level on her. I haven't done it on anybody else because I know how long it's taking on everybody else. But her, I was curious. And I got a couple of the lobies leveled. I got the Resto Druid that I'm running in just the starter gear. I got her to level 15. She's still kicking around Lock Modan. And I got the Guardian Druid, the High Mountain Tauren that I started.
Oh, yes.
Got a level on him or her. Her, I think. And I got her to level 22. Now, I find it very fascinating that she is actually able to take on some of these rares at low, at like the level 20, 22 mark without a problem. Like, it's not even phasing her. I took on the rare cat in Hillsbrad. And there was another rare. I don't know. Was it turtle? It was just, I can't remember what it was, but there was another rare out there. Oh, it was a bear. And took them both on. Didn't even blink. I was like, oh. Okay, that's interesting. Okay. So, because, I mean, a lot of the melees have been having trouble on the rares, but that one's been okay. Mm. I was really surprised.
Hmm.
And, of course, you know, Zortz and I are doing Iron Teams, so that keeps me busy on Friday nights. And we had a good night this week. We went from level 28 to level 31, so go Team Puppet.
Yay!
And we're kicking around in Southern Stranglethorn right now. We just got down to Booty Bay. We're going to be picking up our quests down there. And my pacifist, I actually hopped on her before we got started here. And I just got like one daily done. So she's maybe a third of the way into level 58. But I just haven't had the chance to really sit down and work on her this past couple of weeks. So I'm kind of sad about that. But, you know, what could I do? I only have so many hours in the day. But yeah, I mean, it's been actually a quiet week for me.
It is.
As silly as that sounds, it was a quiet week.
I'm shocked.
And I'm over here like, right? you played for 6 hours straight? Like,
oh, no.
No, I just like, even when you were talking with the timer of taking 3 hours, I'm
Demon
just
Demon
like,
Hunter, I played straight, but yeah, everybody else was in chunks.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was just, I get so like anxious playing like the Bloodthirsty character for like more than an hour. I'm like, I'm gonna fail at something. I better just log out, you know. So it's just like,
well, there's times I have to get up and I have to take the dogs out, or you know, I have to do something around the house. But like the paladin was like maybe an hour and a half here, a half an hour there, another 2 hours. Like I was logging in and out on her constantly all week because I just had so much stuff going on. When I sat down to play, I was like, I gotta go do this. So I was like, I just wanted to sit down and focus on her, but other stuff was going on.
It's Murphy's Law. As soon as I want to sit down and play, something will happen. Someone in the family wants me. The phone goes, something else, and you're like, seriously, guys, can you like just give me an hour? Nope, they need me right now. You're like, So, yeah, it's Murphy's
Law. I know that feeling all too well. I have clients from around the world, so time zones are a huge thing with me right now. So when my clients in Dubai need me at 3 o'clock in the morning, my phone goes off and I wake up.
Oh.
Or, you know, it's 7 o'clock in Sydney, it's time to go to work, and I'm getting a message because they need something done. Yeah. You know, so it's those things where like, but that's where it's like, I just sat down to play. Can I just have a minute? You know, like, so it's one of those things. I've gotten better with like, when do you need that by so that I can have that downtime where it's like mindlessly killing things. And that's honestly, like you said, it's a stress relief. It feels good to just
Oh, yeah, there's days where you need to just zone out.
Yeah, and kill.
Yep. But
kill
I have things. To make sure I'm not zoning out too far that I'm going to get myself killed.
That's right. That's right. Finding that balance, like Nisi said before, is
You'll find it.
You'll find it. Exactly. We have faith that you will find that balance. So
absolutely. Well, you can do it.
You know, we go Team Epic. Yay. So that's good. All right.
I need a cool name like Team Puppet. Like that one seems pretty legit.
It is a good name, that one. Yeah. We'll have to come up with one for you. See what the chat room says. They might have something that's good.
Great. The chat room.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, let's put them to work and we'll see what they come up with. All right. I've condensed my week into, I've not done a lot because real life, it's been a bit crazy this week. So I'm only playing one Iron, which is my Night Elf Hunter. I took her from 7 to 26. So I am actually writing down, you can't see it, but notebook, as leader always has notebooks everywhere full of stuff. So what I am actually doing with this tune is writing down basically like a step-by-step guide for me. Because when I eventually kill her, because we all know it will happen. The next one I roll, like I can basically have that path making it a bit better for me, a bit easier. Because the scaling is crazy and it's trying to find a path that's really reasonable and really something that I know I can do. And the previous path that I have, it's not going to cut it because XP's not as much. It's taking longer to level. You're in zones longer questing. It's no use me necessarily jumping around from zones to zones, kind of trying to finish where I can unless I've got to leave a quest. And putting it down in some sort of format that next time I can follow it a little bit smoothly. So that's what I've been doing. I also got a new mouse Friday. So that was the other thing. So my good old Naga died. So I decided to do something different and I've gone with the Logitech 502, which is completely different. So I had to set new key bindings, which was fine. Friday night, I set up leaders, I set up my mains, I'm like, everything's good. Then yesterday, I'm like, challenge tunes. We better go double check key bindings. Yep, sure enough, they're not going to work. So I had to set up, I think I took about an hour just to set up my hunters. I've not looked at my Bloodthirsty yet, but I've got her in a comfortable way. So I had her up to level 20. Last night I started at 20, so I took her from 20 to 26. And that went pretty well, considering new mouse, new key bindings, streamed it. she survived. I think this is the first time I've streamed an Iron and not died. Yay, go me.
Yay!
So that was good. Feeling a bit more comfortable with the key bindings. Still getting there. It'll be interesting when I change it over to the Bloodthirsties to see how we go. So, but she hit 26, so I'm quite happy with that. And again, it just flew. Like, it didn't fly, but it just was really good. Of course, she's just finished Luck Modan and gone into wetlands. So, as you do, which is good. I mean, Loch Modan for questing is huge. It really is. It's kind of, it reminds me of old Barrens. Not Northern Barrens, Southern Barrens, because, you know, I'm talking old Barrens where everything was the one zone. I don't like this two zones. This is ridiculous. Yeah. It's still the Barrens
to
me.
Yeah, I don't like it split either.
Yeah. So, that's kind of how Loch Modan feels to me, but I really, really, really wish Horde could come over and quest in Loch Modan, because it is just awesome. It really is. I love that zone so much. And then the Bloodthirsties I played earlier before I got my mouse, before my mouse actually died. So, like I said, I've got a Night Elf Hunter. She hit level 30 this week. So kills, so epic, what I'm doing is each time they hit a level, I'm keeping an actual Excel spreadsheet of how many kills that they're up to. So for my Night Elf Hunter, she's killed 1,540 mobs to get to level 30. Okay?
You've gotten a few rares in there.
A few rares, yep.
Just a few, she says.
Just a couple. My Void Elf Warlock that I made, so she started at 20, so she hit level 24 the other night. She's at 394 kills, which I always laugh at that, because you go, yay, so level 24, and then you look at kills and you're like, oh, that's right, technically she's only level 4. So,
yeah,
it's like, weird. And I did play my Human Warrior, and like you, Nisi, there is a lot of time that's going to be spent on this tune. Mm-hmm. Like, she's 66 and she's in Dragonblight. And I went from 7% to 13%, which was at least an hour. And that's all I got. So she's only 13%. Like, for some reason, it's really.
Yeah, some
really
of these long. Levels have been feeling like they've been taking longer, and then like the next level where you think, oh, it's going to take even longer, it picks up a little bit.
Yeah.
So it's a little weird. I don't know if it's just my own perception, but I've been finding that to be a little weird.
I've got a feeling that this warrior is going to take me like 10 hours, maybe 10 hours plus, just to get to 67. We will see. It's one of those things that again, if I'm tired, I don't play her. I definitely don't play her, you know?
Oh, yeah.
It's not
especially
worth it.
The warrior,
because you will hear me scream in pain if she dies. Like, it
yeah,
will
this
just
one's
be...
been kicking around for a while now for you, hasn't it?
She's been going. She was the originally started with the Bloodthirsty contest when we did the warriors.
So that was like what, July?
Mm-hmm. So she's been going for quite some time, which is good. I do love the warrior though. I can't three or four shot things like I could before the patch. Now it's like bam, 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 bam. Hang on, one more, bam. Okay, now they're dead. You're like,
yeah,
oh.
It's like taking almost double the rotations now to get through the kills. Yeah, and then maybe a little bit.
And
I know
whereas...
the Paladin's up to like 16,000 plus kills right now. I think she's at 16,300, and that's like 90% unrested.
Yeah.
So I can only, like, Boz can tell you stories of her kills. Her kills are twice what I've got, I think.
Exactly.
So because she played a lot unrested, but it's gonna take a minute. So.
Mm-hmm. And at the moment, get rares while you're low, because they're normally doable. But at the moment, in Northrend, I am not touching any rares because they are far too dangerous for the warrior. Really is. I've had one scare that was bad, and I looked at another rare up the other day, and the amount of health that I had and it had was like, it's not worth it. It is not worth it. Just go grind
don't risk it.
Don't risk it.
Yeah,
like, I'm seeing level 66 going, please don't die. Please don't die.
Yeah.
You know, like...
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah. So it's trying to play smart, play safe. That is the whole thing with any of the challenge tunes, obviously, but certainly for Bloods. At rares, at low level, are fantastic, but getting up to the high, you know, definitely like where I am at the moment, I'm not going to touch them, which makes me sad, because even in green gear or whatever, I can't take them on. Before the patch, I could, no problem, but since 7.3.5, nope, it gets really messy, so it's not
worth
it.
It seems to be really dependent on class now. It could just be until maybe the stat change comes in, the stat squish or whatever. I don't know. We'll find out.
Yeah.
But it seems to be really variation or variant on class now. Some classes can take the rares, okay. Yeah. And other classes, it's like, oh my god, I've got to run. This is a really bad idea. What was I thinking?
And obviously the hunter is, feels to me, the bloodthirsty hunter is more powerful than most other classes, obviously not all, because at the moment the priest, my dispriest is she feels good, but she's only 20, I'd like to say about 24, but she's mowing through stuff, which is great. But on the warrior, like at this level, if it was my hunter at this level, probably be okay. But warrior trying to take res on in Northrend now, no, skip them, you know, just go to my grindy spot and be like, grind around, go round and round in circles like a teddy bear. So that's
the main Boz.
What did Boz say?
So Boz's bloodthirsty warrior is sitting at about 30,000 kills at level 90.
Wow.
She's Boz. Done a lot of unrested play, though, because that's her contest character from the bloodthirsty contest, I believe, I from last July as well.
Fantastic. Amazing, Boz. Fantastic. But 90. Wow. So long.
Yeah.
Such a long way to go.
Well, and to hear you guys playing melee, too, like, I thought about going melee for Bloodthirsty, but my, like, I always play melee. Like, I have Paladin, Warrior, Druid, and Blood DK all at 110 right now.
Yeah.
And Demon Hunter's close behind. So it's one of those things where, like, my instinct is to play melee classes and tank classes because that's what I'm familiar with. But when I was thinking about this is I'm like, if stuff hits the fan and I got to get out of there, melee, I'm fully invested now. Whereas Hunter, as long as I can keep a gap and not back into something stupid and get myself killed, like I have that range where I can keep that distance. But like hearing you guys play melee, I'm just like, I don't know if I can do that yet. I'm familiar with melee and I know how to play it, but also like I don't know if I want to. It scares me to be up in something's face and not have an exit strategy.
Yes, that would have to be probably the big thing, because my exit strategy when I thought taking on King Crush over in Sholazar Basin was a good idea, and my exit strategy was heroic leap as far as I could and run my little legs as fast just to get out of combat, which, yay me, I ran straight into a saber-toothed tiger, which was awesome. But thankfully my health was okay. So, but it gets a little bit scary. Okay. Anyway, thank you everyone for sharing your weeks. And again, thank you Boz for that. Wow. 30,000.
I'm not tracking. I'm actually glad I'm not keeping stats.
Probably best not.
Like, I know ultimate kills I can see, but like per level, like I can't even look at that because that'll like I'm a numbers person and like I would love to like keep the number as low as possible per level, you know, like try to keep it low, kill those rares, get more XP, and like
don't look at stats.
I need to just do it and not track the stats.
Sometimes the stats can be a little overwhelming on the challengers. It's like, oh god, I've got that to look forward to, but you know, at the same time, it's interesting to compare the numbers.
Yeah, even when Lita's like, oh, I went from level 7% to 13% in an hour, and I'm like, like, mind blitz, like, oh, it's gonna be like, because right now, it's like, in an hour, I can get quite a bit of XP, you know? It's like,
oh, yes.
But it's one of those things where it's, I also understand, like, with the leveling change, too, that's a huge changeover for the higher level characters, too.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like, it'll take some time, but hopefully I can get to 66. Like, that'd be exciting.
You can do it.
You can do it.
We believe in you.
Yes.
My goal is always the next level.
Next level.
Like, I just got to get to 18. Baby goals. Just got to get to 19.
Yeah. So. Baby goals first, and then the big goals will come. That's exactly right. So, no, that's good. Okay. Let us do Azzy's pun. So, I'm going to read it this week because obviously Stone's not here. And I was like, I'm just going to read it. So, This is from Azzy, who should be in the chat room. So
yeah, he's there.
He's there? Excellent. Okay, ready, Azzy? Get ready. All right, here we go. So what do you get when you cross an insomniac, an agnostic, and a dyslexic? You get someone who lays awake at night wondering if there really is a dog.
It's okay, when I first read this, I thought it said lays awake at night wondering if they're really a dog. And I was like, I don't get it. And then I reread it and I was like, oh.
Thank you, Azzy.
I must admit, it has been a while since I've heard that one. So thank you, Zorts doesn't like it. I do like it. Thank you, Azzy. That's good. Thumbs up. Excellent. Okay. All right. Let's have a look. Now we are going to get into, let me see if I can get my bumper correct. So here we go.
Breaking now, news from the World of Warcraft with Leader and Stone.
Okay. It's still normal. But it's Leader and Nisi with Epic.
Yay!
So, okay. So what we've got is Nisi's going to take this one. So it is a reminder. Okay. This is very important, people. So keep this note to, go Nisi. There, that way.
Yeah, there wasn't a whole lot of news that I could dig up for the week. There was a Q&A earlier in the week for Battle of Azeroth, but I did listen to it sort of in the background. I didn't really hear anything that jumped out that pertained strictly to us that would be like, oh, we need to, you know, keep that in mind. So it was just kind of like a quick little update thing that they did. Nothing really earth-shattering that was going to touch on us yet. But we do have a micro holiday in progress right now. Ungirl Madness is going on. Guys, this is going to be really iffy on your challengers. There's lots of angry dinosaurs going on. There's lots of people out there killing stuff. There is a potion or some kind of bottle or something that can drop off of these mobs. And it contains a buff. And they can throw it at you. And you're going to get a buff on you. And you don't want a buff on you. So just avoid Ungirl. It's going to be running through March 19th. So just, you know, it's only a couple days. For your own challenger's safety, we are suggesting that you just avoid the area for a few days.
Stay away from Ungirl. I'm pretty sure last year there was a couple of irons lost to some nasty dinosaurs.
I think there was two.
I'm pretty sure there was. I can't remember. I don't know if it was, don't think it was Azzy. He'll let me know, I'm sure, in the chat room, but I'm sure there was issues last year. So
okay. Ungirl Crater, you want to avoid that zone.
Yes.
During Ungirl Madness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And a lot of times it's best to avoid that zone anyway, because those dinosaurs, they are... Well, the ones that stick around, they are normally elite and some ridiculous hit points anyway, so they can stomp.
I think
you
the
in
big
the
ones scale now, maybe, or maybe, or are they just top level?
I don't know. I know the boss
I
ones
can't remember.
That pop up for this micro holiday
for the event,
are like
yeah.
a gajillion hit points or something.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
it's
yeah.
just it's something crazy. So stay away. Stay away. All right. Okay, so let's go on to our state of the challenges for this week and see how everyone's done. Looks like we've had a very interesting week, so this will be good. All right, Epic, can I get you to take the irons, please?
I sure can, and I'll butcher some names.
Yay!
All right. For the irons in number 10, we have Dude What The at level 52. We have at number 9, we have Zordis Burger at 53. At number 8, we have Ryken at 57. At number 7, we have Shinari at 58. Coming in at number 6, we have Iron... that was almost bad. Iron Hodorus at level 61. At number 5, we have Firicum at 67. At number 4, we have Anatori at 70. Rest in peace. At number 3, we have Bikini Kills at 72. At number 2, we have Quindadim, 80, rest in peace. And then at number one, we have Margot Devine at 81.
Wow. Sorts is excited. He made the list finally.
Yes, I saw that. I didn't catch that earlier.
Wow. That's so exciting. Woo-hoo. Good, Sorts. Okay. Bloodthirsties. Nisi, please.
Yes. Okay. So, now I think Zorts and I were having this conversation the other day. See? Pay attention. There's only two of me on here this week, and I told you guys that's all it would be. So we've got Bloody Head at 45. Kit Sandra at 52. Dark Blade at level 60. Try Again at level 61. Iron Grinderell at level 61. We do have an RIP for Bloodthirsty Spoon, is what I think that's supposed to be an abbreviation for, at level Spoon. 62.
Oh.
Soul Shield at level 79. Marg Blood at level 86. Genetics at 93. And Sold My Soul at 102.
Nice. Well done. Sorry, Spoony, to hear about your Bloodthirsty. That's...
Yeah,
that's not good. Okay, let's have a look at our pacifists. So, Epic, can you take them, please?
I will attempt to. Number 10, as the page just scrolled.
Sorry.
At number 10, we have Ash Piece 2, I'm assuming, at 31. Yes. Number 9, we have Mondorous Purr, that just butchered that, at 35. At number 8, we have Bryzer at 35. At number 7, we have Petrick at 37. At number 6, we have Passive 4 at 40. At number 5, we have Passathief at 43. At number 4, we have Feral Lyric at 54. Rest in peace. Number 3, we have Warbin at 58. Number 2, we have Silent Erber at 67. And last but not least, we have 5, and I'm not even sure how to even attempt.
Curmudgeon.
5, Curmudgeon at 104. Nice. So, congratulations.
Nice, yes,
at having the hardest name in the world to read.
There's some awesome, and no, we have got no Snuffle Tips, Azzy, because Snuffle Tips made it to max. But, you know, just saying, I know, we need a Snuffle Tips too, Townie, wherever you are, just saying. Okay, all right, let's have a look. And Fair, sorry to hear you lost your 54. Sorry,
that's tough.
Poor thing, yeah. Okay, Tins, Nisi, who have we got?
All right. Okay, so making it to level 21, we have Black Stabbit. We have Eisenwand, I think, at level 22. You've been yellow flagged for cooking. Watch the secondary professions on the Tins, guys. At level 22, we have Noti. And also at level 22, we have 5 Beyond. We have Asher Scout at 25. Sorry, I know I did not say that right. We have Puppy at level 28. Red flagged. Primary professions are not allowed on the Tins. So sorry. We have Saiha at 30. You've also been red flagged. Lots of things. We think something went wrong and you flipped tables and just said, nope, I'm out. At level 50, we have Malkara. At level 51, we have Zaya Bow. And at level 54, we have Green Grass.
Nice. Okay. So, well, Zaya's over there. Grats, Zaya, for that. And obviously, for all those that are flagged, and whether you just, you know, just went, flip table, had enough, and it's sorry to see that. But remember, Tins have got a much bigger allowance, but still, you've still got to follow the rules on that one. So, okay, now again this week we are going to do Iron Team. Some I'm going to read those. So here we go. We've got Zug Zug Mon from US, which is level 12, but somebody must have died. So sorry to hear about that. All right, we have got Three Dwarf Stout on US, which is level, they hit 21. That's a great name.
I love Terwinkle's
it.
Team.
Is it? Oh, it is too. Yes. Well done, guys. Okay, we have got Run. That sounds good. Is hit level 21. Every Day I'm Rustling is an EU one. They hit 21. Jernheist possibly means something. I don't know, but that's an EU.
I don't know
team.
Either.
It's 23. I'm sorry if I just swore in other language. I apologize. All right. Team Puppet Lives On. Yay. 31. Woo-hoo. Taco Spoons hit 32. Well done, Taco and Spoons. Dumb and Dumber hit 33. Sadistic Jeevites hit 43. And Wolf Has No Fur hit 51. Well
Very nice.
Done. Excellent job. All right. So obviously, commiserations to everyone that we lost this week, those on the list, as well as those that didn't make the list. And good luck for everyone with the upcoming week. Okay. Now I'm going to play a bumper. Possibly, if I can find it.
This just in, it's Chit Chat!
Yay! Okay, so this is a time when we like to have a chat, tell people about things that happened, ask questions, any tips, tricks, all that kind of stuff. So we've got quite a few from Twitter and Discord this week. So let's see what we've got. Epic, can you take the first one, please?
All right, the first one comes from, I'm going to butcher your name too, Eli CTR, and it's labeled humor question mark. The joke is, what do you call the security people outside of the Samsung store? Guardians of the Galaxy.
Nice.
Thought that was cute.
I thought that was cute too. Thank you, Eli. Okay, Nisi, who have we got?
Okay. This one came from Discord from Five Iron, and he said that his Bloodthirsty wears a green necklace that he bought with 10 charges of a stamina buff on it, and he wants to know if he can use that on himself. The necklace was the pendant of the Agate Shield, and it says it gives an additional 10 stamina buff to nearby party members for 30 minutes. If you're not in a party, it'll also put it on yourself. It's an on-use item, so it doesn't like give it to you the second you put it on. You actually have to click it to use it to get the buff to happen. He also notes that it has strength, stamina, dodge stats on it, so he imagines that if it's allowed, any class could buy it and use it too. Now, we didn't get an official ruling from Stone on this question yet. We will, don't worry. But Lita and I both feel like this is no, because it is a stamina buff that is not in your spellbook and it's not part of your class. It's an outside buff. So it's kind of, for me, falls under the category of scroll or something else.
Yeah.
But not actually part of your class. So I'm leaning towards no on this one, and I think Lita was too.
Yeah, and Stone is saying he says buff no. So definitely, there we go. It's just because it is something you can purchase, it's giving a buff that, you know, like stamina. 10 stamina is a big thing, like a scroll, any of that stuff. So no outside influence. You can wear it for the stats, that's fine. But not to use the actual use of it. So, but let us know how you go, Five. Thumbs up, he says. Thumbs up. Excellent. Okay. Epic. This one. Now, this is one of the hardest questions that we have ever had, I have to say. So can you please read this? Because I've got to get my brain around it a little bit, please.
All right. The question comes from Discord and comes from Azzy. The question is, can you change spec?
I don't know. We might need the answer from Stone on this one, too.
I don't. Well, maybe Azzy should give us the answer. He's supposed to be our change spec specialist, so...
He is.
Yes.
He's in the chat room, too. He is. So, Azzy, you need to answer this for us.
Yeah. Answer your own damn question, Azzy. Just saying. Yes, he will say, yes, you can change specs. Yes, you can. But if in doubt, if we're ever unsure of not having enough questions, at least we know we have got Azzy right there giving us a question. So thank you, Azzy. We appreciate it. Thank you. All right. So I'm going to go. This is from my friend Asheo. I think he's in the chat room. So hey, Ash. Okay. So the first thing he wanted to check was pacifists can do Dark Moon Fair right. Yes, they can. However, be very careful of, what was it, the Knoll? Whack-a-Knoll?
Mm-hmm.
That
yes,
one?
Whack-a-Knoll.
Don't do that one. I'm pretty sure I told him anyway, but that one will count for kills. What was the other one to be careful of? Shooting and flying through the air if you accidentally fall to your death. That's not good. But definitely the would be good more for professions because the pacifist
can have profession quests.
Yeah. So yeah, no knack, whack and null. Thank you, Fair. Awesome. Okay. He also then mentioned, because he's gone back to his pacifist. So his pacifist that he'd leveled before all the changes was, I think, about 30 something. And he's gone back to start playing his pacifist again, which is cool on you, Ash. You're mad. I'm just saying, pacifist. He says, my mining is 150 of 150. It occurs to me that the way that mining XP works and the ability to mine higher level ores means that I'm probably better off not training the next level. Seems cheaty though. Now, we did have discussion about this, and I know we had discussion about archaeology when we had Townie on, and Townie said not to go past 450 for archaeology because then it will span, what was it, the dig sites can spawn the little ones that pop up that you have to kill.
The ghosts, yeah.
Yeah, so that's not good. We don't want that to happen. But I hadn't even thought about mining, so I'd be interested in if Fair or Stir has got any interesting input as to this. I think at the moment Ash is doing, he hasn't leveled the mining, but he's able to go and mine other things. I don't think he's got to a zone that he can't mine something in. I think he's only about 33, 35, I can't remember how far up he is, but being that the zone scale, he's been able to go to, say, Western Plaguelands or Eastern Plaguelands and look for mining nodes that are currently he can mine. So if anyone has any thoughts of that, could you let us know? Because honestly, it's something I wouldn't have even thought about. I would have, you know, I, like me, I always would be, oh, well, I've maxed it out. Quick, go get the next one. Not thinking that perhaps it's not the best way to, you know, to get that next profession level. So, on mining, she's been training because she likes to smelt the ore. Okay. Because bar sell. But if not for that, because I don't think Ash is too worried about that part. It's more for the mining.
So Boz was saying that she tried it with herbing once. She unlearned it and started it over, but the XP did not get any better.
Okay. Tiber says, if you're below the mining skill, pretty sure you can still mine. You just get shards instead of ore.
Yeah, I've had that happen where you don't get the full, or you just get parts of it, or you get parts of a flower. You don't get the full actual flower, and then you have to combine X number of parts into a full piece of ore. But I mean, if you're not doing it to sell the stuff, then you know, that really wouldn't matter so much. But I don't know. I don't know if it would get any better or not. My experience has been, it seems to depend on the item that you're going after. I've been in Western Plaguelands with my pacifist, and I'll be mining. There would be iron there. I'm like, okay, I hit the iron node, was an abysmal amount of XP. I picked a blindweed, like right next to it, was like 2 to 3 times the XP that I had gotten for the iron node. Now, I know blindweed is in several zones. I think it might also potentially be maybe in Zanger Marsh as well, if I'm remembering correctly. I might not. But maybe it depends on the actual item and like what level zone it was into, like max level zone that it showed up in. I don't know. But it is interesting to see if we can try to figure this out.
All right. Well, we will see. I know he was saying he was getting something, say like 160 XP for a mining node in maybe like the Barrens, and then he went to Western Plaguelands and was getting possibly like 1,000 XP. So there was a big amount of difference. But yeah, like I said, I wouldn't have even thought about that, honestly. And I
yeah, it's just been really strange, because like I would be getting like say 1400 XP on a blindweed, and I leveled up and I'm like, oh, this is gonna drop now, bye bye blindweed XP, picked it and it went up, and I was like, okay, that was really weird. And it continued on like that for several levels, where that particular herb was giving me more XP as I leveled up, but it was off of my level, not my herbing that I was leveling. It was off my actual character level, so it was very odd.
Okay, so Five in the chat room says XP is always based on your level versus what you're gathering. Fair says, yeah, the thing with archaeology is that not training also lets you keep getting XP on lower level dig sites. Okay, so that makes sense. Buzz says, yeah, it depends on the type of ore herbs. Five says skill barely matters. So by not leveling the skill, potentially is possibly a good way to go. Buzz says sometimes it still says you have to have a certain level to farm. Okay, that could be an issue, obviously, at maybe higher level. Fess says Zanga, yes, they have blindweed. Five says also Forellus, great bridge herb. So obviously to get through levels with leveling the to get levels, you know, while you're leveling
up. There was a time where I was just going strictly for that, because it was the only thing worth getting, because other stuff was just giving me so little that, I mean, I was hitting it, but it was just like, wow, this is just such a lower amount of XP.
And Crystal says, if you do Wandering Isle, what's that? Stays, that's how it works. Yeah, it's just, it's interesting.
I think it's going to be like a long range test that we're going to just have to kind of keep a look at.
We'll see. I'll have a talk to Ash and see how he's going with that. Oh, hang on. Here he goes. Yeah, with that training, my XP per ore went up when I dinged. There we go. So he hasn't leveled the mining past 150. Interesting. Anyway, we'll see how that goes. But food for thought. Isn't it amazing? Just when you think you understand stuff, bam! Something else comes along and you're like, I wouldn't have even thought that. Honestly,
there's like a whole science to the pacifist challenge that, you know, you'd never even think of, and like different angles just that you're coming at and stuff. You know, most, you know, when I first went into pacifist challenge, I'm like, oh, I'm just going to, you know, I'm going to walk around, I'm going to pick stuff and everything. And now that, you know, I'm getting further into it and higher in the levels, and I'm seeing all of the feedback from everybody else, I'm like, oh my God, there's like 15 other layers to the whole pacifist challenge that I never even thought of before.
And I just want to say, you passies are all freaking mad, but I love you. Just saying, okay? All right. Thank you, though, Asheo, for those questions. We will see how that goes. I'd like to see feedback from how everyone goes this week for it. All right. Our last question. Nisi, can you take this one, please?
Okay. So this is from Cage OG from Twitter. And they ask, so if you learn cooking, will you be flagged? Or is it if you gain a level in cooking? Can I unlearn it real quick and not be flagged? I'm not even level 10 yet. Well, cooking will flag you. The act of learning it. You cannot unlearn cooking. You can unlearn your two primary professions, but all of the secondaries, the option is not there in the spellbook.
Yep. Yeah, interesting. And we have to say a big thank you to Boz, wasn't it, that tested that?
Yes.
For us, thank you on sacrificing your level 14, I think. Bloodthirsty.
Yeah, so I think so.
We appreciate that, and it was one of those things that you think about and you go, of course you can't unlearn it. I've done it myself, like, not on a challenge tune, but when the question was posed, it's like, can you, can't you?
Yeah, like, we were
I'm
like,
not sure.
I don't know.
So it was a good question, though. Thank you very much for that question, and thank you for the research, for our researchers, let's just say that. We appreciate that. Okay, anything else from the chat room? Because I think it's time to wrap things up. I think everything looks sneezy. Do we see anything else?
I think that's about it.
Alminia says it tracks you when you turn it. I'm assuming when you turn it on because it's tracked in stats. Okay, cool. All this stat stuff, maths. Anyway.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, so let's wrap this up. So I have to say, Stone's not here, so I'm not doing the big condensed thing that Stone would normally do. So I'm just gonna say thank you so much to our mods, all of our mods that are in Discord and Twitch. You guys, thank you, appreciate everything that you do. Thank you to all of our supporters, the Iron Elite, and we have them. You guys know who you are. Thank you for the support. We really do appreciate it. All right, so next show will be next week, which is Saturday, March 23rd at 7 p.m. Eastern, which will be Sunday, March 25th for me, which is like crazy 9 a.m. my time. It will make it 11 p.m. GMT, 12 a.m. CET, and 10 a.m. Azzy time. I have to throw that in there.
March 24th.
Yes. All right. Next week, very excited about this as well. We'll have Five Iron joining us, which is exciting. All these people we get to chat to. But thank you, Epic. I know. Thank you so much for coming today and having a chat. We really appreciate it. So can you tell everyone where they can find you and where they can get in contact with you, please?
Well, first of all, I want to say thank you for having me as a noob, bloodthirsty person.
I was graciously
invited to join the ranks of you crazy people that I have looking forward to.
You're welcome.
No, it's inspiring. Like, I want to go play again. I have to work, but I want to go play again. But no, thank you guys for having me. And the best way, honestly, to get a hold of me is just to hit me up on Twitter at @epic_insanity. You can follow my podcast on everything podcast related. It is the Frozen Nerds podcast. We do a podcast episode every Tuesday, which is our main discussion podcast, and we are now releasing episodes on Friday also, which are going to be just our Frozen Nerd Report, which is basically just one of us talking about the latest things that have happened in the Blizzard Entertainment universe since the last time we sat down and recorded. We've learned that Blizzard likes to tell us everything after we record a podcast, so we started doing just a mini episode during the week. But you can find that at frozennerds.com or on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, wherever else you find podcasts. You can find everything that I do, all of that's going on in my insane world, over at epicinsanity.com. You can find out what I do for a living, what I do for work, all the projects I'm working on, and eventually there's going to be beard care tips and tricks on there too, because I get so many emails about beard care products. So I'm going to add it to my website. So there's a lot going on over there. You can find everything going on over there. Huge thank you to each and every person that came out to the chat tonight. And also thank you to you guys. And thanks for Stone for putting up with me and letting me take over for him as the bearded member of the cast tonight. So thank you, Stone.
It's a bit nice. I was gonna say he's got a little bit to live, you know, to live up to once he gets back next week. Like, pretty big beard to fill, and sorry, mine's not started growing in yet. So you know,
it's okay. Me and Stone have the same shirt. I don't know if you can see it, but my beard covers it up. But nice. I'm wearing my Epic Insanity shirt right now. But mine glitters and sparkles like diamonds.
Oh, because you like your bling. We know. You like your bling. That's
yep, awesome. It's true. Like my shades of inspiration.
Where's your other Mo? Where's your other green Mo? Do you have that?
Oh, I do have my mustache.
There we go.
I even have actually. I do have a hat too. I didn't put it on, but I did pick up a hat to wear. So it's a little distracting and it's a little tight, and it's a little warm. It's like
that
it's
is
wool.
Awesome.
It's kind of awkward.
Yeah. That's very cute. That is very cute. Alrighty. Before I read all of the things, Nisi, do you want to tell everyone where people can find you as well?
Sure. For the record, I don't have a beard. Sorry. Just never grew in. I'm sad. I envy yours. I really do. people can find me on Twitter at NisiBGN. And I'm also in the WoW Challenges Discord. I'm one of the chat mods over there. And probably Discord's going to be the fastest way to get a hold of me these days. I do also have a YouTube channel where all of my exciting challenge things have been going lately because I have not been able to stream right now. So if you want to get caught up to date, you can check out the YouTube channel that is also NisiBGN as well.
Nice. Alrighty. Thank you for that. And obviously we will have all of the information up on the website, which is at wildchallenges.com. You can contact the show by email, which is podcast@wildchallenges.com. You can tweet us on the tweeters, which is at wildchallenges, as well as come and say hi in our Discord server. Possibly there may be a lurker rank coming, just saying. we will see what happens. It is discord.wildchallenges.com. We have got Facebook page, which is facebook.com/wildchallenges, and you can check out all the shows and all of the fun stuff over on youtube.com/wildchallenges1. Don't forget, that is the number one at the end. Don't forget to come catch us live every week. We are twitch.tv/wildchallenges. Now, you can find me on the tweeters, which is at LetaWow, which is LETETAWOW, and check out my other show, Behind the Avatar, as well as Adventures in Azeroth, that I do with Stone when I'm not sick. Let's just say that. Where you can find Stone is, he is on Twitter, at StoneGrasp, which is StoneGrasp. And we do Adventures in Azeroth. That was supposed to be yesterday. Sorry, guys. I was not well. So much better today. Thank you to all of our Twitch chat viewers. So thank you, everyone that's there. I'm just going to say thank you because that's what I'm doing. Because I'm in charge. All right. Before we sign out, I have to say two massive big thank yous. First one, of course, is to Mark Conan because he does our awesome intro. You can check him out on Twitter, which is at Mark Conan WoW, and he is part of the co-host team of Torrent Think Tank with Jules. The other person I'd like to thank, Epic Insanity, I'm pointing down because he should be right below me, is Epic Insanity for our outro, which I'm going to play very shortly. And as he said, you can check him out on Twitter and all of his fantastic websites and podcasts and all of the good things. So at @epic_insanity on Twitter. And I have to say, I think we are at the end. So I have to say, again, Epic, thank you. Thank you for coming today. Thank you for having a chat. We wish you the very best of luck with your Bloodthirsty. If you need any ears and shoulders, trust me, Nisi and I are both here. So, you know.
Oh, yeah.
So just say, we are right here for you and we know you can do it. Nisi, you have a great week. Stone,
oh, you too.
Stone's in the chat room. Stone, have a good week. I'm in charge. I do what I want. Just saying. And
I love it.
And other than that, chat room, thank you guys and everyone for hanging out with us. We really do appreciate it. So let us do the outro and that will make us a show done. So here we go. Bye, everyone. Say goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
The WoW Challenges Podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast. Produced by Stone and Lita, copyright 2018. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used on the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find his great royalty-free music at incomputech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.